שלום, הנושא של החלק הזה בשיעור שלנו.
The topic of this part of the lesson is connecting the world in the last generation. Rav.
What is there for me to say here? This is a very relevant topic. We see all the wars, all the problems that are taking place today are all scrutinies in which way is the connection standing before all of humanity. But such a connection that it's not just that we're not fighting, but also entering a connection from a desire to do so. And not because we have no choice. How do we come to a connection that is really adapted to the spiritual partsuf of Ten Sefirot, where we will all come to a state in which where we will want to reveal him. So let's read these verses and these excerpts and see if we can come closer to this state and also to be certain that our study itself is as a prayer going to draw the upper force to connect us, connect between us, and this way we will connect more and more to that system called the soul of the corrected soul of Adam Rishon. Please.
Excerpt number one, Baal Sulam says in the writings of the last generation, the basis of my entire commentary is the will to receive imprinted in every creature, and which is a disparity of form from the Creator. Thus, the soul has separated from him as an organ is separated from the body, since disparity of form in spirituality is like a separating axe in corporeality. It is therefore clear what the Creator wants from us is equivalence of form, at which time we adhere to him once more as before we were created.
Meaning that the Creator on purpose distanced us from him, from himself, from his essence, in order to give us the scrutiny of where we are relative to him and the extent in which we want to adhere to him in return, and for us to go on this path this way in return to him together.
This is the meaning of the words, adhere to his attributes, as he is merciful, etc. It means that we are to change our attribute, which is the will to receive, and adopt the attribute of the Creator, which is only to bestow, so that all our actions will be only to bestow upon our fellow persons and benefit them as best as we can. By this, we come to the goal of adhering to him, which is equivalence of form. What one is compelled to do for oneself, namely the necessary minimum for oneself and one's family's sustenance, is not considered disparity of form, as necessity is neither condemned nor praised. This is the great revelation that will be revealed in full only in the days of the Messiah. When this teaching is accepted, we will be rewarded with complete redemption.
I think the text itself is understood Please, questions.
Or
do you want to hear it again, please?
Orin?
Again, Bala Salam. The basis of my entire commentary is the will to receive imprinted in every creature, and which is disparity of form to the Creator. Thus, the soul has separated from him as an organ is separated from the body. Since disparity of form in spirituality is like...
meaning that by the ego that the Creator created, he differentiated our will to receive from the light, from him, and then we seemingly exist outside of him. Yes.
It is therefore clear that what the Creator wants from us is equivalence of form, at which we adhere to him once more as before we were created. This is the meaning of the words, adhere to his attributes as he is merciful.
This is actually our work, this is our goal, this is our essence, this is our purpose. In place of the will to receive, for us to have the form in order to bestow, meaning to continue to the will to receive. It remains the will to receive, but the intention that we're operating in is in order to bestow towards the others and not any other way.
It means that we are able to change our attribute, which is the will to receive, and adopt the attribute of the Creator, which is only to bestow, so that all of our actions will be only to bestow upon our fellow persons and benefit them as best as we can. And by this, we come to the goal of adhering to him, which is equivalence of form.
Yes.
What one is compelled to do for oneself, namely, the necessary minimum for oneself and one's family's sustenance, is not considered disparity of form, as a necessity is neither condemned nor praised. This is the great revelation that will be revealed in full only in the days of the Messiah. When this teaching is accepted, we will be rewarded with a complete redemption.
And we, just like Bala Sulam writes, are already in the period of the Messiah, meaning we can truly come to all the corrections, including the end of correction.
PT 19.
Morning, my friends. We're speaking a lot today, I'll bestow, speaking with the Creator, everything like that. How can we explain what bestowal is without feeling it? I know there's a problem with this. There's a problem. What's the closest way that we can explain what bestowal is? What is bestowal?
Bestowal means that you want to do something good to someone else, or a favor to someone. Meaning you're taking or trying to take his deficiencies, his desires, and to fulfill them by your strength, by your ability. That's considered bestowing.
Or you can understand it, or can you feel it? You have to understand it in your mind.
You have to go through everything in your emotion. How else do you know if you're doing it?
So when they're asking this morning, I understand, what does it mean to speak with the Creator? It's the same thing. How do you speak with the quality of bestowal? What you're imagining that you're speaking with the Creator, like you said?
Through the friends, you are told this is the way to come closer to the Creator. You need to come out of yourself a bit towards the friends, incorporate in them, try to be in them, and then you'll learn how to come out of yourself to something outside of you. And then, only then, will you have experience how to come out. That's why you were given friends, and that's why it's written, from love of others to the love of the Creator. So please, do it. And you will feel what it means to come out of oneself. And then it will become clear to you what you need to do also with the Creator. Moreover, when you'll start to do this with the friends, and you'll feel that you are incorporated in them and they in you, then you'll feel that here you also have a place for the Creator. And the Creator is revealed as the inclusive in your connection with the friends.
This is what we're doing with all of our work. You can't do this from the beginning. You have to exert yourself, right?
Start working and you'll see. So we have Latin 6.
Hola, Rab. Buenas noches, Club Mundial. Nos dice Rab que es importantísimo hablar y escuchar.
He says that it's very important to speak and to listen to the Creator. But they also tell us that we need to raise a prayer, to ask.
Uno tiene que elevar la plegaria.
In what place in this conversation with the Creator is a person supposed to raise this prayer?
In what place in the conversation with the Creator? I think everywhere. What do you mean, in what place?
In request, in gratitude, doesn't matter where, doesn't matter what. The main thing is to always be connected. But through the 10, I say it again, if you're connecting to the Creator outside your 10, what we call outside the quorum, you don't reach any results. On the contrary, you become further away because you think you're connected to the Creator.
But
all our connection with the Creator can only be through the 10. First you build the 10, then you connect to the Creator.
10
is, it's a name. It may be a number of people, doesn't have to be 10. But if they're connected, meaning to a certain extent they annul their ego towards each other, so out of the annulment of their ego, they can also turn to the Creator. Also, from the perspective of the Creator, he has room to enter between these friends who annul themselves to the others. So there's equivalence of form between them annulling their desire to a certain extent to the others and the Creator. And then the Creator can enter between them.
Okay?
Try to feel these things. Try to realize them. Try to make them tangible. PT 29.
Thanks,
Rav. When it says that a person does everything necessities for himself, then he has to come to the necessary minimum for oneself and one's family sustenance. And this is not considered disparity of form. The soul to the other. This is an interaction. And here it's speaking about something external, or it's also
both external and internal. If it's bestowal, there's barely a difference if it's external or internal. Certainly it's important for it to be both. But if a person is still capable of performing an action of bestowal only externally, that's also good. That's the way.
Latin 4.
Latin 4.
Hola, buenos días, querido Rab. Una pregunta. En ocasiones,
good day, Rav.
Podemos tomar todo lo que queramos, siempre y cuando sea con la intención.
Every once in a while,
y en otros casos, como
we say that we can ask whatever we want from, as long as it's within the intention to bestow. And the Kabbalists are recommending us to receive the necessary minimum. How can we connect these two things together?
Necessary minimum? I don't think we understand that concept properly. The necessary minimum means that I care to about my family, but to the extent that they exist normally, children, their school, other games, what they need, the toys they need, the house should be as much as possible. The main thing is that I don't need to place my life as some kind of sacrifice. It need not be a sacrifice when I sacrifice my whole life for materialism. That's all.
Ala.
Haifa 3. Good morning. Is our ego actually what the Creator created? This darkness?
Of course. That's what he says. I've created the evil inclination.
Thanks.
Okay, Owen, well, should we continue?
Number two, from his article, Balasan's article, Peace in the World. The attribute of singularity, which exists in each of us, whether less or more. Although we have clarified that it comes from a sublime reason, that this attribute extends to us directly from the Creator, who is singular in the world and the root of all creations. Still, since the sensation of singularity has settled in our narrow egoism, it affects ruin and destruction until it became the source of all the ruins that we were, that were and will be in the world. Indeed, there's not a single person in the world who is free from it. And all the differences are only in the ways it is used. For the desires of the heart, for governance, or for honor. And this is what separates people from one another. But the equal side in all the people of the world is that each of us stands ready to exploit all the people of for his own private benefit with every means at one's disposal without taking into any consideration that he's going to build himself on the ruin of his friend.
Ken.
Yes.
And Shilot.
There are no questions. Read it again. Still, hearing it is also good. Even though this excerpt is clear, we should hear it.
Number two, again. Attribute of singularity, which exists in each of us, whether less or more. Although we have clarified that it comes from a sublime reason that this attribute extends to us directly from the Creator, who is singular in the world and the root of all creations. Still, since the sensation of singularity has settled in our narrow egoism, it affects ruin and destruction until it became the source of all the ruins that were and will be in the world. Indeed, There's not a single person in the world who is free from it. And all the differences are only in the ways it is used. For the desires of the heart, for governance, or for honor. And this is what separates people from one another. But the equal side in all the people of the world is that each of us stands ready to exploit all the people for his own private benefit with every means at one's disposal, without taking into any consideration that he is going to build himself on the ruin of his friend.
Moscow 1.
Moscow 1.
Нужно ли стремиться смотреть на наши свойства в десятке как...
Do we need to want to look at our qualities in the ten?
Или это должно прийти само?
That's something that is expressed as our attitude towards the Creator.
We should try to come closer in our connection, all in all in the ten, so it will resemble the qualities of the Creator. Not each and every one of us, but rather all of us should be so. When we're all this way in the ten, connecting in order to resemble the Creator. No, PT 19 again? Okay, let's see.
Yeah, it's like what he says here. You don't have one single person in the world who is free from it. And all the differences are only in the ways that it's used, whether it's for desires of the heart, governance, honor, and this is the one that separates people from one another. So what he says here, that what he's actually telling us is that the Creator did such a thing, this kind of chaos, that the biggest egoists in the world, all the destructions, all the ruins in the world are from this. So what's the story here? So he created all the chaos in the world.
I don't understand you. You're still talking like a kid. It's clear everything is done by the Creator. All the destructions are also by Him. And it's clear that we have to correct what He did. That's all.
But what does He expect from us?
For you to correct.
But how do we cause all this? Why do I need to...
This is what He says. I've created the evil inclination. He didn't ask you.
What's the reason for that?
The reason is He wanted... That's the reason. Come on, stop it, stop it. Don't be a child. Be stubborn in this empty place. You have to understand that there's nothing to talk here. The Creator didn't ask you prior to creation what He should do. That's it. That's what He did. That was His desire. And you'll be able to justify Him only once you correct the situation, or He will correct by your request. Then you'll see how much these things, from the beginning of creation and until the end of creation, everything was by His love to you. In the meantime, you can't. There's a verse, don't show a fool a job half done.
Yofi.
It's clear?
Ita one.
Good. Ita one.
Caro Rav, mi sembra impossibile che questo mondo che si sta allontanando.
It seems like it's impossible that this world that is always so distant from the Creator, going farther away, it can at the end come back towards Him. Maybe the Messiah will come for sure from within us?
I don't know. I don't want these speculations about the Messiah. It seems one can't. Okay, in the meantime, stay in this quality. Don't continue that it seems to you that the Messiah, that's not our business. Belarus.
Rav, скажите, вот не совсем понятно, что свойство индивидуальности... Не принимая в расчет, что он
not completely clear.
На руинах товарища.
These unique details, everything that's built on the destruction, these are for egoist.
Each
one is an egoist. and each one is willing to build something good on the other's destruction. Or it's correct for countries, for societies, for humans. That's how it is in each and every egoistic part. New York 4.
Good morning, Rav. Thank you. About that, about the building, on the ruin of the friend, why does he use the word friend? That's an interesting choice of words. Is this like work in the group? Because the people...
No. It's not about a friend or not a friend. That's how it's phrased. Between one person and another, sometimes you say a person and his friend. It's not about a ten. So here we have Tel Aviv 3. What?
What's this measure of indistinguishability in the right way?
We don't have yet this quality of singularity. It has to be revealed both in the force of reception and in the force of bestowal. Yes. That's it. Let's move on, Owen.
Number 3, the nation, Baal Sulam. By the term egoism, I'm not referring to the original egoism. Rather, I'm referring to narrow egoism. That is, the original egoism is nothing but self-love.
Meaning, without relating to a certain person or something outside of him,
which is all of one's positive individualistic power of existence,
caring only about himself, living in himself.
In that respect, it is not at odds with the altruistic force, although it does not serve it. However, it is the nature of egoism that the manner of using it makes it very narrow. Since it is more or less compelled to acquire a nature of hatred and exploitation of others in order to make one's own existence easier. Also, it's not about abstract hatred, but one that appears in acts of abusing one's friend for one's own benefit, growing murkier according to his degrees, such as deceiving, stealing, robbing, and murdering. This is called narrow egoism. And in that respect, it is at odds with and the complete opposite from love of others. It's a negative force that destroys a society. Its opposite is the altruistic force. This is society's constructive force. Since all that one does for another is done only by the altruistic force.
Questions? These things seem to be clear, all of them, right? Well, what should we do? Let's leave them this way.
Tamshich.
Oh, there is PT33. What's wrong? What's not clear?
Why is it so concealed? Specifically this thing from people.
What's concealed? One's ego is concealed?
Because a person thinks that he's good. He thinks he looks at himself, he says, I'm doing good, I am good. It's not something that's concealed, where he's ready to, ruin the entire world for himself. And if you were maybe to present this in dissemination, for example.
I can tell you that once the ego conceals the entire truth from him, what can you do? It's not that there is some kind of concealment in it. That ego itself makes this concealment. As if he's not so bad, that everyone's this way. It's not that bad if a person cares about himself. If it's on the expense of another, he doesn't really see it because he doesn't feel the other. Meaning if the ego itself is organized in a way that the person can use it freely. So how will I do it? How can I not use my ego? Who will care for me if I won't? Besides the fact that it's really inside my nature, the way I move, the way I sit, the way I turn around, everything is done in the most comfortable way for me, starting with the most simple automatic things of my body, ending with my thoughts, my desires, the highest things. Everything is arranged in a way that I'll do it with maximal success and minimal effort. You can say that it's the law of preservation of energy.
If we'll explain this in dissemination well, maybe this is what's going to bring in the end of this deficiency, this necessity for connection. Otherwise, it doesn't seem like anyone knows, they have any reason for that. Everything's kind of fine.
Try it. Try right. Let's see what you write. And then we'll start maybe to realize that. Ita 4.
Grazie, Rav. Qual è il punto di frammentazione all'interno?
What's this point of breakage within a person, the shattering, this point of correction where a person begins? Where's this point where he begins at this point from beginning and moves on to the second point?
The point of shattering is when a person starts feeling that in his will to receive, he is dead. He remains dead. He's about to be dead. Even in the degrees of the still vegetative and animate. And he has no profit there. None. And out of that, he starts making a calculation. So what should I do in order to revive myself? Owen, number 4.
The fourth passage. Salam writes, in the essence of religion and its purpose. The crass, undeveloped person does not recognize egoism as bad at all. Therefore, he uses it openly, without any shame or restraint, stealing and murdering in broad daylight, wherever he can. The somewhat more developed sense some measure of their own egoism as a bad, and are at least ashamed to use it in public. Stealing and killing openly. But in secret, they still commit their crimes, but are careful that no one will see them. The even more developed sense egoism as so loathsome that they cannot tolerate it in them and reject it completely. As much as they detect of it, until they cannot and do not want to enjoy the labor of others. Then begin to emerge in them sparks of love of others called altruism, which is the general attribute of goodness. But that too evolves gradually. First develops love and desire to bestow upon one's family and kin, as in the verse, do not ignore your own flesh. When one develops further, one's attribute of bestowal expands to all people around him, being one's townspeople or one's nation. And so one adds until he finally develops love for the whole of humanity.
Questions?
But
this is clear. These are natural things. You can understand them. Kiev 1.
The quality of loving of others is something that needs to spread throughout all of humanity. It's like Bo Salam wrote to someone that you need to hug the entire world, embrace them. What's this quality? Maybe in the 10, you can somehow maybe get to that, but what does it mean for the entire world?
It's the extent of correction that's revealed in one's vessel, and out of that, he feels this way. It's very simple. We're talking about the size of correction that one feels in his desire.
What does it mean, the entire kli? We say the kli is the 10.
But for him, it's not only a 10 anymore. For him, it's the whole world. The extent that he can extend or broaden his bestowal, and his bestowal may be spread all over the world according to the extent of the correction of his desire.
What does it mean to expand, to bestow, that everyone will be within your vessel?
Loving everyone. Loving everyone.
Ala Oren.
Next, Oren.
Fifth passage.
Maybe we should move on to the women. Go ahead, women's questions.
Yeah, from Odessa, they're asking, can we, in the 10, ask the Creator for necessities for a friend, and maybe if there's a way to get past this difficult phase?
Surely, we must, we have to, if we identify, if we see and feel the necessity of friends, we have to, we must, all of us, men and women, to pray for everyone, all our friends will have enough necessities, and they won't feel it as a deficiency.
Hebrew 1, how do we reach a state where all of our actions and all of our thoughts and our intentions are for the good of the Creator and the other and only?
Bit by bit, you come to that gradually. First, we have to reach a state that each of us comes a bit out of himself or herself towards the friends, and then by this we start feeling that we're a bit distant from ourselves, and to that extent we can incorporate in the others and to feel the state where we can fill our friends. And this is how we come to a state where all the friends are becoming closer to me. Truly, this is how we're starting to learn to care, how to pray, each one for the other. And by this care, when we start praying, each one for the others, we start to see how much we start to correct the entire earth in general from all its trouble, how we can correct the climate so it will be comfortable and nice and good for everyone, to what extent we can guard the whole world from wars and problems and concerns, that all these things will truly start disappearing from the world.
Moscow 18, what does it mean to love everyone? How can you experience this, and how can you even really, how can you really apply this, implement it?
To the extent that we're ready for it, the Creator will do it. We certainly cannot neither love and certainly not to fill everyone with everyone with everything they need. But if we connect and we want to help everyone, by that we raise man, we pray to the Creator, and He who makes peace above will make peace on us. Then from above, He brings everything, all the good down to us.
According to the passages that we're reading, are we supposed to come up with some explanation so we can explain our egoistic nature to disseminate?
Ask again.
They're asking about the matter of explanation here. So according to the passages that we're reading, do we need to create some kind of explanation about the egoistic nature of coming, overcoming egoistic nature as a first step?
Yes, but don't be so acute, meaning that you don't need to push people. It's true we're egoists, but we also have the key for that, for us to try to correct it. And we'll be able to correct it.
Kavkaz 1, how can we feel a need to add new vessels?
Feel the need to add new vessels. That's something we can do under the condition that we really want to incorporate in the sorrow of others, then we'll correct that and we'll be rewarded with the comfort of others. Please.
BT6, in the matter of the prayer, does the corporeality of a friend depend on our prayers on the, for that person?
The corporeality of our friends depends on my prayer. It's better to answer this way.
That's it, Rav, thanks.
Good. So, what should we do, Oren?
Well, we could continue, or we could go to the next part of the lesson, whatever you want.
Where are we?
We are on the fifth passage.
So let's finish fifth passage.
Ba'asalam, the peace. The corrupt conducts and the states of humanity are the very ones that generate the good states. And each good state is nothing but the fruit of the work and the bad state that preceded it. Indeed, these values of good and bad do not refer to the value of the state itself, but to the general purpose. Each state that brings humanity closer to the goal is considered good, and one that deflects them from the goal is considered bad. But the standard alone is the law of development built. The corruption and the wickedness that appear in the state are considered the cause and the generator of the good state. So that each state lasts just long enough to grow the evil in it to such an extent that the public can no longer bear it. At that time, the public must unite against it, destroy it, and reorganize in a better state for the correction of that generation.
Ken.
Yes. You're going to have to read that again.
Again, the fifth passage, Baal HaSulam in the piece. The corrupt conducts in the states of humanity are the very ones that generate the good states. And each good state is nothing but the fruit of the work in the bad state that preceded it. Indeed, these values of good and bad do not refer to the value of the state itself, but to the general purpose. Each state that brings humanity closer to the goal is considered good. And one that deflects them from the goal is considered bad. By this standard alone is the law of development built. The corruption and the wickedness that appear in a state are considered the cause and the generator of the good state, so that each state lasts just long enough to grow the evil in it to such an extent that the public can no longer bear it. At that time, the public must unite against it, destroy it, and reorganize in a better state for the correction of that generation.
Ken.
Yes.
No. Today,
something's happening with PT-19. Go ahead.
So actually, the whole wisdom of Kabbalah speaks about this law of development. What are these laws of development, actually?
The law of development says that what the Creator created, the evil inclination, is revealed gradually. And then, this way, we can feel how much the evil inclination is evil and how much we can correct it and bring it to good.
Meaning, everything depends on a person. Only those who study the wisdom of Kabbalah, right? Or is this included in?
That's correct. But more and more people will come closer to that, advance towards that, because people won't be able to just feel the evil. They'll want to reveal the reason.
Thanks. Rav, can I ask you?
Yes.
How, as a student of Kabbalah, can I measure whether or not I improve to be a better person? And sometimes I feel like I'm worse.
That's also true. You feel worse. Because the more you advance, you understand what good is, and accordingly, you determine your own qualities as evil ones. Yes?
Okay. So that means I'm advancing?
Yes. That's also advancement. Left, right, left, right.
Moscow 7.
Вот через этот отрывок ну, как бы вот весь процесс, который сейчас происходит в мире.
And this passage, it says that this whole process that the world is undergoing, you know, all kind of diseases, wars.
Толкает все человечество к исправлению, но к добру. Да, вот таким вот.
It's like this process that pushes all of humanity to correction, to good. We see that it's the law of development here.
It's true, it's the law of development, but it's not that this is the way we have to go through all these stages. We can go through them in a way that we understand them, feel them. And we don't need to go into them practically. So the fact that we're entering all kinds of disasters by nature, when you have all these fires and floods and some places in the world there are wars, there's always a war somewhere. All these things, they don't have to happen. We can go through them with our recognition, with our awareness, with our feelings. But without this practically happening, that's what we're talking about. Let's hope that we can nonetheless come closer to that or advance towards that. I think that these last actions of the natural disasters and the wars will be truly the last ones humanity goes through. And it will decide. Nothing will come out of wars. The wars we should have are with ourselves so that our nature won't go wild, won't burst on us with all kinds of disasters like these fires and floods and earthquakes, etc. Let's hope that this is how it will be. Everything depends on us.
Да, ну вот вопрос в том, что наблюдая за этим процессом, видно, что
насколько. That's the question, because you see what's happening, you look at this process.
Вот такого тяжелого как бы процесса.
And you see
the
effectiveness of all of these processes. It's a difficult process. It's a, the effectiveness is very good. Let's say like if we have some plague that influences. And we see that in this, whatever we're doing and what we're doing in the study, it's like a drop in the water, drop in the sea. But we don't see that there's, yeah, we're not influencing the world like that nature influences the world. And you're kind of getting lost. And you want to leave everything and you kind of just want the process to happen as it will happen because it's obviously the most effective way for it to happen. I want to say that there's this helplessness of whatever we're able to do and whatever the Creator is able to do. I don't really know how to say it.
This is because we act in an individual way, alone. If we were to connect a bit more, we would act in a very substantial way on the upper force. And we would force him to change the way he controls us and to come closer to us.
And
this is what's going to happen. It's going to happen. But we have to be aimed at it. Let's move on to the last part of the lesson.